A five-novel series about the effect of the Vietnam War on veterans and their families has just wrapped up with the release of Carol Brunker's book, The Return. Satisfying but at times traumatic is how the writer describes the years she spent researching and writing the series. In the final book, Carol looks at the experiences of the orphans of the Vietnam War, many of whom were removed from the country. The Return sees New Zealand-raised Jackie Coles fulfil a promise to her stepfather to return to her homeland of Vietnam to find her birth family. In this story, we're telling the story of Jackie. So what can you tell us without ruining the novel? What can you tell us about her early life?
Okay, so she was a child born from a relationship in Vietnam during the war years, and it wasn't uncommon. There were thousands and thousands of unwanted children and thousands of children that were wanted. However, when Saigon fell to the north, there was quite a fear that any child that didn't look Vietnamese and maybe their skin colour was slightly different or their hair was curly, or there was a real risk that the North were going to just kill everybody that didn't look Vietnamese. And also there would be repercussions for the female because she obviously had an affair or slept with a soldier. And so there were thousands of kids that were put into orphanages. And in late April, because the fall of Saigon was on the 30th, and there was a what was called Operation Baby Lift, where several countries, America, Australia, were two, and I think some came to New Zealand as well. And these children were airlifted out of the country in large quantities to try and save their lives virtually. And Jackie wasn't one of those because her parents came and tried to find her, and they did, and took her back to New Zealand. So, but she first, of course, she spent the first 7 years of her life in an orphanage in South Vietnam. So she was actually one of the lucky ones that she got to leave the country with her family, with her European family, New Zealand family.
What was the transition like for Jackie when she arrived in New Zealand?
She found it really hard because she, first of all, she spoke little English, so she had that to learn. The customs were different, the food was different, everything was different, and it was, of course, really unpopulated compared to Saigon or Vietnam and many of the places in Vietnam. Of course, the living conditions were a lot different, and so, yeah, it was a big adjustment. She got teased a lot because she just didn't fit in. She had different values, and she was used to growing up in those first 7 years. She was used to having nothing. And now, you know, everything was just overwhelming. She was being spoiled as well because, you know, she was given everything because she had nothing, basically. She was also very clever because she spoke Vietnamese, of course. She also spoke French, but she had to learn English. She didn't know that. So she was actually quite clever.
After that dramatic rescue, you say, you know, rescued by Terry, Vietnam vet, adopted her. We then kind of fast forward to 2008 and what would become a really kind of another landmark moment for Jackie. And this starts with the meeting with Jeff Hunter, her love interest.
Yes, I love Jeff. He's fantastic. Jackie is 39 and Jeff is the same age. And so they've met in previous years when they were at university, and they've met a couple of times since. Yeah, but they haven't seen each other for 10 years. And Jackie's always been about, she's always had to work really hard to prove herself and to achieve and to make those that have helped her along the way feel as though she's worthy of them. And so it's been a hard road for her, and her whole life has been about working to prove herself and to be a success at what she does. So she hasn't really had time for relationships or anything like that. And now she's sort of just opening her eyes, and he's making her realise that there are other things in life.
They have that shared connection with Vietnam, of course, from those early years. But Jackie comes to a point where she feels she simply must return to Vietnam, and that's not a driver that he feels.
No, because of his experiences, he doesn't want to go back, and he blames the Vietnamese and the war and that whole time over there for what it did to his family, and he sort of is holding a grudge, and he doesn't let go of that very easily. And so although she's not terribly interested in going either, because they're the family that put her in an orphanage and left her and didn't want anything to do with her, and so she sees it from that point of view, but she promises Terry that she will go back and meet them. And yeah, it's a really emotional time because she finds things that she didn't expect to find and things that will ultimately change her life.
And what you'd expect too, that when she arrives and she's there with Frankie, that some things feel familiar and some things feel very strange indeed.
Yeah, of course, it's quite a long time since she was there, and the tiny bits that she does remember, she remembers way back in 75, from 75 or earlier, and it's totally changed now. And of course, it's the grown cities, and the population's swollen, and it's vastly different. The landscape's changed so much, and of course, going back to the orphanage too, as she wanted to do that, and you know that's still there, but you know it's got worse, and the living conditions are much worse, and these ultimately have take a toll on her, and yeah, it's quite an emotional journey really to see that.
You've spent so much time, Carol, interviewing veterans, interviewing children of veterans, those associated with the country. What did it mean, or what has it meant to them to have you as a novelist? You're not directly telling their stories, but you are taking aspects of their stories. You know, you're acknowledging a war that really has been so deliberately shoved away, not thought of.
Yeah, there are so many books out there, especially fiction, on World War II. But there's really nobody writing on the Vietnam War, not fiction anyway. And so I wanted to do that, and I wanted to highlight, you know, some of their plights. But yeah, it's been quite humbling to speak to veterans. I've had veterans speak to me, and I've had tears, and you know, and it's quite hard to listen to, you know, a grown man cry on the phone when he's trying to thank you for writing what you have. And yeah, you kind of feel as though you wish you could do more, but I hope that these books will just give some insight to what happened, you know. And you know, the veterans who I've spoken to have said that the books have just transported them straight back into that situation, and in some cases have been a conduit for, you know, talking about what happened more to their families, which is fantastic, because you know the veterans of from Vietnam, we're losing them at a really great rate, and we really need to listen and encourage them to talk more and share the things that they went through, share their stories.
We can't really talk about any more about the book, and that would be to give away some of the twists and turns in the story. But what about your relationship, Carol, with Vietnam? What has writing this series meant to you?
Well, I hope that it's actually made me a better writer. I've really loved the research element of it, and of course the historical part, but it's given me the opportunity to create some really interesting characters and to make the books as realistic as I possibly can. And I think I've done that. You know, my aim was to make those people that hadn't been to Vietnam or didn't know anybody who had served there in the New Zealand Defence Force, that they would then have a glimpse of what those people had experienced and perhaps be able to develop perhaps a little bit of sympathy for what they were going through, and in a lot of cases what they were struggling with. And I think I've done that, so I'm really pleased with that. But Vietnam has kind of got into me, and which sounds probably really strange, but I loved the country and the people were so friendly. And, you know, I just couldn't get over the amount of poverty that was everywhere. And I've been doing my little bit to help, and I've managed to get some of my readers on board as well. And we've helped to buy bicycles for street kids and kids in orphanages over there. So that's been really cool. I really like doing that. Just a little bit to help. It's not much, but it changes lives for some kids. And yeah, I'd love to go back and just enjoy Vietnam as a tourist rather than somebody who's really affected by what the war did to the country. And, you know, in a lot of respects, what it's still doing to the country and the people there.
The Return by Carol Brunger is self-published.